Bullshit.
How many storytelling opportunities are you missing? It's the No BS Marketing Show. I'm Dave Mastovich, CEO and founder of Mass Solutions, the world's only no bullshit marketing firm. Today, we're going to talk about storytelling opportunities and how many are being missed. Storytelling as a communication tool is finally receiving the recognition it deserves. More leaders, more professionals now understand storytelling is an important part of their role. That's the good news. However, most people still don't realize how many storytelling opportunities are right there in front of them on a daily basis. Most people aren't maximizing nearly enough of their storytelling opportunities. Why is that? Because now that they're finally realizing that storytelling is a powerful tool and something they need to do, they're forgetting the infrastructure. They're forgetting the blocking and tackling, to use a football sports analogy. They're forgetting the stuff you need to do to make sure that storytelling works. How do I know this? I've been speaking about the power of storytelling for leaders across the country for about a year. And all over the place when I get into these workshops, usually with C-suite leaders, and by C-suite I mean the chief executive, the chief financial officer, often the head of operations, chief marketing officer, the top HR person, IT, etc. Owners, operators, entrepreneurs, companies big, multi-billion dollars in revenue, small, multi-million in the single digits to 20 million, 30 million in revenues a year. Across the spectrum, first, they're finally being convinced that storytelling is important, but they then just jump right to wanting to tell the story, which is great. I get excited about helping them find a way to quickly tell the story through the Your No BS Story Builder trademarked intellectual property and system that we have at Mass Solutions that enables anyone to quickly build a story that ties to what cognitive psychologists say we already want to do, which is we take bits and pieces that we learn about someone and we start formatting that around a story of that person working through struggles and overcoming barriers and having others help them and having lessons learned. And we formulate that about each other into a story. That's what the cognitive psychologists say the neuroscience behind this is. We already want to have stories. So I get excited when I have the chance to help someone build a story. But what they need to do first is take the tracking of their storytelling opportunity inventory, because they aren't realizing how many times right in front of them on a daily basis they could have leveraged the power of storytelling to reach, connect, and engage others. Today, in this podcast, I'm going to go over 9 ways to leverage storytelling to do just that, to reach, connect, and engage others. And there are 9 ways that you already know about, and there are 9 ways that you're neglecting. Each and every one of you are leaving storytelling opportunities on the table. I'm certain of that. The first one is email. The average leader and team member receives 161 emails on a daily basis. Yeah, I know. That makes most of you shudder. Me too. What if we committed to interjecting storytelling in just a third of our email responses? Wouldn't that help us connect with employees, engage customers and prospects more? Of course it would. We all buy on emotion, and stories help convey emotion. We crave connection, and storytelling helps us relate to and connect with others. Here's what you can do. Make an analogy that ties back to your core values in an email response. Use an anecdote to make a point about a unique differentiator that your company has over the competition. Bring your personality into some responses by adding a brief story. I'm not suggesting you write a chapter in an email. In fact, clarity and brevity are key tenets of successful storytelling. You can make a big impact with a short, brief story. Try it. Start off doing it in 1 out of 10 email responses. You'll quickly see that you want and need to do it more. The second one are meetings, Zoom and other. I say Zoom and other because obviously there's competitors to Zoom, but also other means we're eventually going to get back to more meetings in the workplace, more face-to-face meetings. But Zoom and other, leaders and individual contributors tend to have 3 to 4 meetings a day that are formal structured meetings. The actual statistic from a Harvard Business Review study is 3.5 meetings per day. Why not leverage the power of storytelling in each of those meetings? Ask attendees to tell a brief story in 2 minutes or less. You pick the subject. So maybe the first meeting has 5 people in it. And you say to all of them, we're going to go around the room and we're going to tell a customer success story that's 2 minutes or less. If 5 people are in the meeting, each person will hear stories that they haven't heard before. In 10 minutes, the group learns and is engaged more because stories are engaging and we're going from person to person and we're telling them you have to keep them brief. Some people will keep them down to a minute, minute and a half. Some will be right around 2. You'll have a laggard or 2 that goes to beyond 2 minutes and maybe gets to 3. You teach them, you coach them up because clarity and brevity matter. The next meeting could start with each person telling a story about a customer challenge. Again, everyone in that meeting learns, momentum grows, because the stories get told again and again outside of the meeting. The third example, text messages. Texting has become an important communication channel in business and continues to grow each day with the average number of texts at 33 per day. You want to interject a brief anecdote during a text string to convey what you see as the major takeaway of that conversation. Now, during my workshops, I'll often hear from a leader who asks how they can tell a story in a text or even in an email. If you built your key storytelling pillars around your core values, your competitive advantages, those stories are told again and again. This enables you to refer to the story with a sentence or headline that triggers the memory. Text, email, or whatever. So whatever channel you're using, in this case I'm talking about text, but it could be email, could be something else. Because you've told these key stories again and again, and these anecdotes become memorable, just like the ones at your family gatherings around holidays and special events. There are stories that you tell again and again in your personal life, and those are remembered. And so just like that, we want to make sure that if you've told those core stories again and again, your customers, prospects, centers of influence, and your employees all will know that story by one quick phrase. Many of you have heard me talk about the issue, not the instance. The issue, not the instance. And what do I mean by that? I say that a lot of times we as humans make excuses based on what happened in that one particular instance. So let's take, for example, someone that isn't good at planning their day and isn't good at scheduling. They end up being late for a lot of meetings and events and things that they're doing. Each time there's something relevant to it. My dog ate the homework. My car broke down. I ran out of gas. There was traffic. I was sick. So-and-so didn't get me what I needed. My boss gave me the deadline late. Okay, each of those instances might have been true, but the issue in this particular case, the issue is that that person doesn't plan well and doesn't prioritize well. So all along, the things that happen in your life, there are instances. And each of these instances might tie to a different issue. There might be 3, 5, 7 issues that we all have to work through to get better and grow personally and to grow professionally. So I use the phrase, the issue, not the instance. So anyone who's been on my team has heard the issue, not the instance. And that team could have been in the workplace. That team could be in the community organizations I'm a part of. That team could have been the basketball teams I've coached or the football teams I've coached. The issue, not the instance, is brought up by me a lot. You have your own phrases, your own stories that you tell again and again. So when you tell them again and again, your audience begins to know them. So at Mass Solutions, anyone can use the phrase, it's really the issue, not the instance. Let's focus on the issue. And so that's an example that I give you, not saying that you should use the issue, not the instance. I'm saying you already have your version of that for some story you tell again and again and again. Item number 4, the phone. Yes, that smartphone can still be used as a phone. I know some of you are skeptical that your phone might work as a phone, especially some of our younger audience, but leaders average 6 phone calls per day. You can incorporate storytelling into these calls. When you have a voicemail, so in some instances, just leave a voicemail. When you have a voicemail and you leave a voicemail, your smartphone transcribes your message, which gives your target both audio and voice inflection, but the written part when they see the transcription. Inflection matters, and that's why the audio can matter and having the voicemail. It conveys emotion and emphasizes the key elements of your story, the major takeaways. It's actually smart to use the smartphone as a phone. Number 5 is the company blog. Are you individually, personally, writing and posting to the company blog as a leader? If not, take the time to put your story out on the company blog. It personalizes your message and makes you more relatable. Your customers, prospects, centers of influence, and team members will know your passion, your mindset, what drives you. This helps build trust and create connections. Each storytelling channel that you use adds to your messaging momentum. So when you combine the blog, the phone, voicemail, text, email, all of those storytelling channels come together and repetition of your core beliefs and competitive advantages via anecdotes and analogies brings credibility to your leadership and vision. Plus, the company blog can be a hub in your storytelling efforts because the link can be shared in emails by multiple team members. It can be shared through social media channels. All of that increases the exposure of that message to each key target audience. The 6th area, LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a great storytelling vehicle for leaders and individual contributors. Is your LinkedIn profile robust? Are you posting, liking, and sharing relevant stories? Are you incorporating your company's success stories into your LinkedIn presence? LinkedIn provides a great opportunity for leaders to tell their story, to build relationships, to increase awareness of the company and their personal brand, to articulate what makes them and the company unique. We focus a lot on LinkedIn with our clients because we know it works. And we even have our LinkedIn Maximizer, which is a program we put together as part of our C2C marketing, C2C storytelling. And that's C-suite to C-suite storytelling, which is really our way of saying a networking storytelling program for mid-level managers, upper-level managers, executives, and individual contributors. That's how much we believe in this type of storytelling, and LinkedIn's important. Now, number 7 is presentations. Instead of reading from a long slide in a deck, which you personally don't like when you're in the audience, use stories around an image or a phrase to convey the strategy. Incorporate anecdotes and analogies into team meetings and external business development presentations. So you're using one big image, one big idea on a slide, and you're talking about that with an anecdote or an analogy to make your point. People buy on emotion. You're selling your vision. You're selling your strategies, both internally and externally. And people buy on emotion, whether they're buying ideas or material things or whatever. Make it memorable by telling stories. Number 8, in-person encounters. Pre-COVID-19, the study showed that we averaged 27 in-person encounters per day. 27 in-person encounters per day. And I'm not talking about those 3.5 meetings that have people at them. I'm saying outside of meetings, we're walking around the company, we're going to an event, we're meeting up with people. 27 in-person encounters per day. How many of those in-person storytelling opportunities were you leveraging pre-COVID? How often were you prepared to use an anecdote to make a key point tied to your company's core values? How often did you make an analogy to emphasize one of your company's competitive advantages? Are you tying stories back to your strategic plan? Because your story is your strategy, whether you like it or not. Because if you don't articulate your strategy, whatever story is being told about your company is what's perceived as your strategy. So your story is your strategy. So you need to tell your story around your strategy. Number 9 is B2E storytelling. You also need to focus on business to employee storytelling because it helps with the 3 R's of company growth. The first R is results. Productivity increases when storytelling increases because it improves internal communication. It can build trust because we get to trust each other and our leaders, and it can align the team. Second R is retention. You want to keep your peak performing employees. You want to keep them productive. You want to keep them engaged. They want to understand the why, the big picture. Stories convey the why. Stories make the why understandable. Stories make the why memorable. The third R is recruitment. When potential employees are choosing where to work, they can easily compare the concrete numbers around compensation and benefits. Oh, this place is paying me X. This place is paying me X minus $2,000. Their benefits are this. Theirs are benefits plus 1%. This is all looking kind of equal. My drive's 18 minutes here. It's 20 minutes there. Your storytelling is what can set you apart because you explain the company culture and what makes you and your company different. And you do that via anecdotes and analogies. Anecdotes and analogies. Those are the 9 ways that you're currently missing storytelling opportunities in each of those 9. And I gave you the tips on how to start maximizing the storytelling opportunities in those 9 that you're leaving on the table. You can leverage the power of storytelling more every day. You need to commit to do it starting right now. Build your own storytelling opportunity inventory to maximize each of the 9 areas. Create your stories with anecdotes and analogies. Tell them again and again to each of your key target audiences. Now, we've built our Mass Solutions Storytelling Opportunity Inventory, and you can send that for that. We will send you a PDF of the Storytelling Opportunity Inventory document that just gives you the quick cheat sheet to map out what the channel is. Channel could be in person. The channel could be BD storytelling. You map out who is the target of that particular story. You write what the story is going to be, what the goal is, and what that channel is going to be. This is all a part of our storytelling opportunity maximizer, the inventory. So it's a storytelling opportunity inventory module. You can maximize and understand your storytelling opportunities better. Shoot me an email at dave@masssolutions.biz. I'll send you your electronic version of the Storytelling Opportunity Inventory document, just a nice way to get you comfortable with putting it all out in front of you. What is your Storytelling Opportunity Inventory? How are you going to maximize that storytelling opportunity based on all the stuff in that inventory document? Again, send me an email, dave@masssolutions.biz, and you get that at no obligation, a free value add for you. And thank you, our loyal No BSers, for listening to today's episode. And I want to remind you to ask yourself, what's the big idea? And build your story around the answer. It's all about bold solutions, no BS.